Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Scraby, there's nothing I love more than trying to do a radio show while an Aztec basketball game is going right down to the wire, nip and tuck.
Yeah, I'm feeling this.
It's really tough.
During the end of 30 Mile Zone, I was like, I know. Chris? And I see him looking at the TV.
Yeah, I know. I'm just watching the game. Boise State leads 45-44. Still 12 minutes to go in Las Vegas. Aztecs are without Magoon Gwath once again. Boise State is shooting nothing but three-point shots. They've taken 31 threes in this game. Fortunately, they've made only nine of them. Nick Boyd is single-handedly keeping the Aztecs in. He's hit 3 three-pointers in the second half alone and has 15 points right now. Boise State has the lead by one. Oh, Scraby, telling you what. Padres lost to the Royals 6-5 today at spring training. Tony Gwynn joins us in the next segment from Peoria. And Scraby will ask him whether this loss means anything.
No, you're going to ask him. I already asked him this week.
You already tried that question.
I already got the bite.
You got the wrath of Tony for that. Jason Adam coughed up a three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth today as the Royals rallied to beat the Friars. San Diego State's women's team basking in the glow of their incredible 3-overtime championship win last night over Wyoming. And Veronica Sheffy was on with us a little earlier to discuss that incredible game. All right. Speaking of incredible games, Scraby, we need some callers, right? Do we need some contestants?
It's
time for Chris
right
versus
now.
The fans. If you've never played, this would be a hell of a good time to call in because there's some phone lines open, 833-288-0973. Play Chris versus the fans, win the little trivia contest. You might go to Las Vegas and see Scraby's pal, Alanis Morissette.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong, Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. I also have to add this from now on, Chris.
Okay.
If you have already played this week, you cannot play again.
All right.
How are you with that rule? Because I just kind of blanketed it.
You just make it up, or?
I did. All right.
Well, you run the show. I mean, you're the, you know, you're the, what's his name? Goodman and Todson of this program. They were the producers of a million game shows back in the day.
Goodman and Todson.
Something like that.
And Todson reference here on 97.3 The Fan.
I think I got their names wrong, too.
It's okay.
They were big game show producers back in the day.
All right. Did I already say first time playa? No, I didn't. If you're a first time playa, let us know before you get into it. You'll get that question for free. You are playing for two tickets to Alanis Morissette at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on October 24th, two-night hotel stay October 23rd through the 25th at Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Keep in mind, we still have those SDFC tickets to give away as well. So,
and if you you have to repeat the question, understand that I'm actually watching the game right now.
Go ahead.
This is how it's going to be the rest of the show, everybody.
At least for the next half hour here until this game is decided. It's still tied up or something. Oh, God. Eight minutes to go. All right.
Hello, Joe. You're our first contestant.
All right. What's up, fellas?
Nothing, man. Good to have you
on. Chris, go ahead and watch the game, especially on question if I get to question number three.
You got it, man. I will.
All right, Joe. Here we go. Question number one. Let's see. What is the... let me start this over. Which AL East ace is expected to miss the entire 2025 season after it was announced he would need Tommy John surgery?
Garrett Cole
is correct. All right, here we go. Question number two. When the Cleveland Browns relocated after the 1995 season, what city did they move to?
Baltimore
is correct.
Yeah, the Baltimore Ravens, where the whole Cleveland Browns team moved there. And the funny thing is all of the Browns' records stayed in Cleveland. And Baltimore started as a
what
really...
records?
The team records.
I know.
But you know
what I
mean. Like passing yardage.
Yes,
Jim Brown had a lot of yardage records in Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Jim Brown.
So Jim Brown
sense.
Did not become... His records do not appear in the Baltimore Ravens media guide.
Totally makes sense to me.
Yeah. He
totally
stays with
sense.
Cleveland even though it's kind of confusing
yeah,
in that,
that
regard.
That
you
totally
I mean?
Makes sense.
Okay.
All right, Joe. You get this one right or Chris gets it wrong and you are qualified for this Lance Morissette trip. What state was Magoon Gwoth born in?
Oh.
What?
Chris, he watching? He walked in the game.
He's watching.
Yeah,
he's
I didn't
watching.
Even hear the question, so don't worry.
Florida.
Stay there. There's only 49 other states Chris can choose.
Yeah, I don't know where he's from, so.
You don't?
No, I don't. I don't memorize hometowns of everybody. New York. I don't know.
Hey, Joe, you're a winner. You are the winner. You're going to have to stay on hold, Joe.
Good job, Joe.
He's a guy from, he's from Texas.
How do I know?
Because you follow the team. Even I know that.
Does he have like a southern twang?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I actually don't think I've ever heard him speak. But
I haven't really heard Magoon talk all that much either. I really didn't know where he was from. So I
Texas.
You know, I apologize to everyone who thought I should know that. But I'm not apologizing to Joe because he's happy that I did not know that.
Yeah, Joe's very happy.
He wins the game today.
Yes.
And he qualifies for the Alanis Morissette. I told you my mind would not be in the game today, but I really didn't know that question. So you got me.
It's all good.
What can I tell you?
It's all good,
gives
bro.
Us time for a couple of NFL notes. And I've been looking forward to your response to this.
Okay.
Before I get to that, Gardner Minshew.
Uh-huh.
Chiefs.
Yep.
Going to back up Patrick Mahomes. Nice knowing you, Gardner. I mean, how many games is he going to play?
The one at the end of the year
right.
when they don't need...
When they lose 37 yes. to nothing to the
yes.
Broncos.
Yes, yes.
By the way, was that the end for Carson Wentz, or does he get another chance somewhere? He looks so bad in that game.
I think he gets a chance because it seems like you can be hired for the rest of your life as long as you can throw
right.
football.
And they give you a lot of money. They give you a lot of money.
It's like, do you really want to play? Here's $1 million. Okay, we'll go
Minshew,
sign this guy.
Okay, the Minshew was making 2 years, $25 million with the Raiders.
Wow.
He was making $12.5 million a year to basically kind of play.
Wow.
So the Chiefs, you know, 1 year deal, probably going to be $6-7 million at least just to sit there.
I guess you are one of the top right? 64 quarterbacks in the world.
Okay, I'll give you that. Raiders don't replace Minshew, but they do get a running back. Fumble-happy Raheem Mostert, formerly of your team, mm-hmm. formerly of my team. Now a Raider.
Yes!
Raiders get him. Dolphins replace him by signing Alexander Mattison, former Viking.
Oh, man.
And Raider.
Yep.
So basically, they just traded Mostert for Mattison.
Yeah. Great
and
trade.
Right. I mean, that's all it is. All right. So, but here's the one I want to know about.
Oh, gosh.
49ers last night reach a deal with Mac Jones.
No, he is not going to be the starter. Brock Purdy is still the starter.
I don't care who the starter is. I just want to know how happy to have acquired Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Yeah. You get Mac Jones. You're giving him $6 million, $5 million, something like that.
This was...
You happy about this signing?
Don't Super care Bowl about type? It at all.
you're going to care about it when somebody knocks Brock Purdy out of a game.
I think at
then
least...
Then you'll care about it.
Well, number one, I think it's funny that finally Kyle Shanahan got his guy because there were so many rumors that he was going to be drafted number three overall.
Oh, so he loves Mac Jones, apparently.
He does. He does. But
Can he please tell us what he likes about Mac Jones? Because Mac Jones pretty much stinks.
Yeah.
Right?
He had the rookie year and that was it.
Yeah.
The whole 49er thing, Chris,
There's the tall Texan. They just showed
Magoon
him on TV.
Yes.
Magoon Gwath, yeah.
I will say this about the 49ers. I have calmed down a little bit about their mass exodus.
Right.
And I think they made the right choices. You have to, like, I think it was you who said that Ian Rappaport said the teams need to make difficult decisions on aging stars.
Yes, they do.
And that's what they did, and so now we go forward. I trust John Lynch.
I'm happy that you trust John Lynch. The 49ers are going to still be in contention. But even if they're not, they're going to go any lower. They're in last place already last year. You're a last place franchise, Scrape.
I realize
just
that.
Just want you to understand that.
Last year, I don't even know how they let it get this bad. Like, contract-wise. They put all the eggs in the basket last year, and it did not work at all. 6-11 last year.
Aztecs are just... so frustrating to watch. They get a reach-in foul 50 feet from the basket. Like, why? Why? You're just handing them 2 points.
You ready to go to break?
Brian Dutcher is going to not make it through this season. Yes.
What do you mean? They're going to fire him?
No, he's gonna mentally collapse from exhaustion watching these guys play. 47-47 in Vegas. 7 minutes left. More Gwynn and Chris with Tony joining the program next.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. And it is Gwynn and Chris again. 4:18 is the time. Chris Ello. Scraby, we're here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us now from spring training, Peoria, Arizona. Good to have you. Tony, good to talk to you, man. It's been a little while. You had your nice soccer trip there to Florida. And then you and I just didn't connect the last couple of days. How are things, my friend?
Things are well, but let's talk about you, my friend. I mean,
okay,
you finally. I mean, I saw you up there cutting down nets. It was that I was so excited for you, man. That was an unbelievable game.
Yeah, it was
down the stretch. I picked it up with about halfway, not even halfway, about a little bit into the third.
Yeah,
and I picked it up right as the defensive just. Juggernauts on both sides wouldn't let any baskets get in the bucket.
No, nobody
at all.
Could score. Nobody could.
No
score.
One could score.
It was so.
But
tense.
They willed their way to a win, man. That was it was awesome to watch the ladies find a way to get it done.
Yeah, and you'd be proud of me, Tony, because I kind of willed my way to the top of the ladder to get that. I was kind of last, and I'm like, no, I'm going. I'm just getting one. That's it. I just need a piece of net. So
he's got the piece of net with him, Tony.
I have it. It's
good.
Yeah,
good.
It's not big, Tony. I don't know if you're on the chat, but there it is.
Oh, he is somewhere.
Yeah, I see it.
It's there.
I see it.
But I also got this is my cool thing that I like that they passed out. Get your own March Madness ticket. So I like that. That's kind
awesome.
Of a cool thing.
Hold on.
Anyway, what?
That's awesome.
What
they did their thing, man. That was fun to watch last night. It's
what
fun
a
to
game.
Watch. I'm going to be like dipping in and out of the view of this camera because the Aztecs, as you know, are playing
ridiculous.
Right now, and the TV is not in my vision.
You
so.
Do you.
Well, it is. I mean, look, there. I mean, the stress that I underwent last night, I didn't think I could even be stressed again today. But I am stressed because Boise State
our Aztecs are certainly doing it to us right now.
They are stressing us. I mean, they can't make a free throw. They foul every time down the court. Boise State keeps throwing up these crazy three-pointers, and they're going in. Yeah, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. All right, Tony, let's get our mind off that for just a minute. There's 4 minutes left. Boise State leads by four at the moment. Padres today... taking it on the chin. I don't mind losing. I don't care. But I got to be honest with you. Now, Suarez struggled yesterday, Peralta yesterday. Jason Adam, of all people, gave up a homer today. I mean, he's like always automatic. Are these guys really – that's what Scraby said. Maybe they're all trying new pitches. Is that can we just slough it off to that? Or just bad pitches? They're making bad pitches.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't anything new, guys. This is like what happens in spring training, guys. Get on the mound. They're working their way to being right when games actually count. And this is Jason Adam, who was pretty much perfect through the first three times he came out. His last two, he struggled. And that should be expected. I think, you know, you have to just look at these results with a grain of salt, good and bad at times. Because ultimately... it's hard to, especially if you're not watching the games and you're not, like, seeing how the things are developing, you really shouldn't be making a judgment one way or the other. You cannot go into any spring training games not having watched them and just making assumptions based on the numbers you see that, you know, are the results of it. It's just, that's never the way it's worked. So, it's almost, for me, I almost look at Jason Adams' situation like, good. He finally needs a couple of these. He was too perfect through the whole time. Eventually, you know, you're gonna have a bad one. And then, in terms of Suarez, you know, this is kind of his MO. I don't think he's ever had a spring training where he's just cruised through and no hiccups at all. And I think this is all kind of a part of everybody's process. I mean, that's how I look at it. That's how I look at it.
And that's how we should look at it, but we don't. So, you know, what are we going to do? We're trying. Scraby and I are trying to get better, but I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't feel 100% comfortable, you know, on opening day with my closer protecting a one-run lead coming off a 1964 spring ERA. But well, knowing Suarez will come out there and throw darts and we'll be fine.
You'll have to deal with your own stress that you're creating for yourself. So,
yeah, you know what? I'm living the stressful life now. I mean, with the triple overtime, the Aztec men here coming down to the nitty-gritty. So I'm kind of used to the stress right now, Tony. I mean, it's a stressful time of year. It's March. It's craziness. And what else is that? What else are you noticing? What else are you kind of feeling for that left field battle, the last four or five spots on the playing roster? Forget the pitching for a minute. Are you getting the sense that I am that Maldonado's going to be here at the when it's all said and done? He seems to be getting an awful lot of time. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know that I have a sense.
Okay.
Or I'm trying to have a sense of it at this point. I think. Certainly at the beginning, it was a lot of Diaz and Maldi. As of late, we've seen a lot more Camposano getting some opportunities. So I think it's still too early to be trying to read tea leaves. I think Maldi didn't have a hit until, you know, today. Today was his first hit of spring.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you want to see those guys get going. So I think that's a part of it, right? Getting him his AB so he can feel better at the plate. But also you're managing, you know, you got three catchers right now that are four catchers that are really trying to, you know, make the team. And so I think it's still a little too early. I think those two certainly have – oh, my gosh. Sorry.
Yeah, we're down seven, Tony. It's not looking good. Not looking good at all.
I hate those guys. I hate having to watch these games while we're trying to do the show, but we're doing it.
Dog.
Yeah, they're down seven with three minutes to go. It's looking bad.
I just think it's hard to make assumption really on anything right now. The left field competition is robust. A lot of guys doing well there. That's going to obviously affect what the extra spots on the roster also look like. You know, it's not just left field, right? Because you have to assume that there's going to be one left fielder, and then one of these guys could end up grabbing one of those extra outfield spots that's going to be available. Lockridge has, I think, been kind of impressive in terms of his skill set, what he brings to the table. So even this, where we're at, what's the day, the 13th? Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though we got 11 days left here, I don't think anything's decided at this point.
I don't either. And we were trying to figure it out yesterday, and my point was, why don't you out there try to predict the last five guys on the roster right now, write down your five, and let's see if anybody gets it right, because it's not going to be easy to do. There's so many guys.
No.
Here's another question, because I haven't had a chance to talk to you.
True.
Iglesias comes in. We've already talked about what he is, what he represents, what he did last year with the Mets.
Yeah.
Is he not the same player, though, as Wade? Can the Padres have both of those guys?
No, I don't think he's the same player as Wade.
Okay.
I think, you know, Wade has a little more ability to play all over. He's a little guy. He can play some outfield a little bit. I know he's been predominantly in the infield, but he's done that. I think at this point, you know, he could very well factor in it from in terms of, you know, that extra infielder that you need, but also a right-handed bat. You know, he could, you know, be in the same boat. Like if Crone doesn't get off to a good starter, he starts to struggle, that he could definitely be a platoon type of guy. He has shown that. He's impressed here early. Again, it's really hard to say how Mike Shildt's gonna do this. He's got some good options. I think that's pretty obvious at this point in terms of extra outfielders, extra infielders. Maybe it is in replace of T. Wade. I don't know. I think there's a scenario you could have both for sure. But I don't know, man. There's been a lot of impressive camps for sure.
And one last thing. If, like, I mean, not everybody's going to make it. So other than Campusano, who I believe still has an option, and who's the other one? Connor Joe, I believe, still has an option.
Yeah, Connor Joe has an option, too.
All right. But if those guys don't make it, okay. But are they going to be okay going to the minor league? Is Connor Joe going to be okay going to the minor leagues? I mean, would they have to basically cut Gurriel if he doesn't make it? What happens to the guys that don't make it is my question, basically. I guess everybody's got a different
option. Yeah. If you don't have an option, you got to pass through waivers. You know, so that means before they can outright release you, you have to clear. Or if you have enough service time too, but you have to clear waivers last to first.
Right.
If no one claims you, then they can release you or send you down.
And you don't have to go down, but I guess what choice do you have?
If you have 5 years of service time. You can elect to go to free agency.
Okay.
Connor Joe doesn't quite have that, does he? I'm trying to think.
He has an option, so it doesn't matter.
But I'm just saying, if he's sent down, he's got to accept that.
An option, yes. You don't have a choice if you have options.
Mm. Okay.
Some of those guys may not have options.
Right.
And
it's going to be kind of fascinating. I must say to see how it all plays itself out. And
yes.
here's my crazy guess. A couple of these guys will find their way to a disabled list. That to me is a way to kind of keep everybody. Right? You put a couple guys on the injured list. I mean, it's worked in the past.
Oh, I've got a strained oblique.
Yeah.
That's what you do. But that's the thing is you got to have some symptoms of an injury. You can't be healthy on the IL. That'll get you in trouble. So
I know.
You know,
I know.
If no one ends up hurt or has anything going right now,
yeah,
it's going to be tough to do that.
I know. All right. It's also looking so
bleak.
Chris
is getting depressed
Las Vegas.
as we speak now.
I'm getting depressed as we speak now.
Yeah, Boise State's they're not going to blow this, especially if that goes in. 58-51 with 1 minute and 15 seconds to go. The Aztecs are in a need.
You guys are like 18 seconds ahead of me.
Right? Yeah, well, they just lost the ball, and Boise's got it back. And yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to turn this off then.
Turn it off. The men are going to, let's be honest, they're going to be nothing but really stressing now between now and Sunday, because we're going to have to see if they go to the tournament. All right, Gwen and Chris comes back with the Big Five next.
Back at it. Gwen and Chris, following a very disappointing loss from our Aztec men, unfortunately they go down to the 5-seed Boise State, and so now, based on whatever we know, we need some help. We need somebody that would be ahead of us to somehow not get in their tournament.
Yeah.
Don't know who those teams are or how it works, but
yeah, it's crazy.
We're gonna need some help. It seems like
you got to just basically go home and get your Rosetta Stone out or whatever you need, whatever it is that you use. I don't even know if that's a prayer item.
No. Rosetta Stone, I thought, was like language.
Oh, that's a language.
Yeah.
Like it was like the key to a language.
All right, well then that's not going to do you any good. They gotta just hope all the teams that are supposed to win conference tournaments win them. They certainly can't allow somebody to come in and steal a bid.
Right. No stolen bids.
No. And they gotta hope every other team on the bubble loses. I think they need Boise State to definitely lose to New Mexico in the next game, because otherwise I think Boise State would for sure jump them. They also need Colorado State probably to lose tonight to Nevada, because Colorado State could jump them. They have a lot of wishes right now, the Aztec men. It's too bad. They beat Boise State both in the regular season. I think that'll carry some weight. But today, they can't make a free throw, Tony, and they can't stop fouling. These two things killed them all season long. And
did Magoo not play?
He didn't play. And that was the other thing, offensive rebounds. Boise State kept chucking up threes, and they chucked up 40 three-pointers in the game, 40. And they only made 11. So that's not very good, actually, percentage-wise. But I can't tell you how many times. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times they got the rebound and put it right back in. I mean, that seemed like it happened every time. And with Guath, I don't think it would have happened, but it did. And offensively, the Aztecs did not score a basket for the final 9 minutes of the game.
Oh, well, that definitely hurts.
Not going to win that way. So, look, the Aztecs have had so many great moments.
Maybe they take that.
Sorry?
I don't know if like the NCAA football, they take into account injuries.
Yeah, maybe they will.
Hopefully that's the case, because obviously missing a guy like Magoon Guath is a big loss.
It's a big factor. And, you know, it's weird. This feeling is very weird for Aztec fans, which we are. This is the first time that they have lost in the quarterfinals of the Mountain West tournament in 18 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's incredible.
Wild.
They win 17 years in a row. And I know a lot of Aztec fans are going to overreact, and they're going to, you know, start criticizing this, that, and the other. Before you do it, just remember, 19 years in a row, they've won 19 games. They won 21 this year. They beat some great teams, and they still might get into the tournament. I can't be critical of this team. They have accomplished a whole lot, and I hope that they get into the tournament. But if they don't, it's not going to change my opinion. Aztec basketball has been incredible for two decades, and if they don't make it this year, it's going to be, you know, it's going to hurt. But that's all. I don't know where you got that from.
Your play-by-play last night.
I don't even remember. I was so nervous. I certainly don't remember laughing at any time last night.
We're going to be actually, we're going to play, we're going to do, we're not going to rate the radio call, but we're going to play Chris's play-by-play at 520.
All right. Well, here's some of my clips. All right. Ready to go to the Big Five?
Yes.
Let's go to the Big Five. Here's some traffic before we go.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible because we need to move it along. And we're going to start...
Number five.
...with something we talked about yesterday. Tony was not a part of this conversation, so I'm very interested to hear what he has to say about it. We talked about Alayla Everett, the Virginia runner, who was who's accused of hitting another runner over the head with a baton to the point where she has a concussion, possibly a skull fracture as well. We played her audio yesterday, but she has been
just
Lynchburg.
A concussion.
What?
Just a concussion.
So it ended up just being concussion. Lynchburg Commonwealth Attorney Bethany Harrison said that an assault and battery charge has been filed over the incident.
Wow,
Tony, do you think we're taking this too far?
If she indeed did what the first angle showed,
yeah.
No, yes, we are taking. No, we're not taking. What was the question?
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Are we taking this too far, like by charging her and putting her through this all?
If the first angle that we saw is indeed what happened, no, I don't think we're taking it too far. I think the punishment.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You can't.
She absolutely looks like she clocks her on purpose as hard as she can.
That, and I say that because I've also seen a second angle where it doesn't look like she actually hits her. So, I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgment until we get more facts on what actually happened. Because the two camera angles that we've seen show literally two completely different things. If it's the first angle, no, it is not too far. Somebody should be charged for that. If it's the second angle, then yes, we've gone way too far. And this is this will have to be addressed.
How funny is it that we have no idea what happened and we have the video in front of us?
Yeah, because you can't video intent.
Exactly.
You're right.
And we don't know what the intent is. If she intended to swing a baton and clock this other gal during a race, then she's got to be locked up for a while or at least sent to the crazy bin.
There's got to be
something there. But if she just got knocked off balance and swung her arm trying to regain her balance, which she says, then you can't lock her up for that.
No, you can't. But I also
so I don't know how they're gonna. How are they gonna determine it?
I see her eyes locking on the head.
Here comes the detective. Here comes the detective. This is the part. This is the part that gets us into trouble.
Okay, McLeod.
We can't just look at the two videos and be like, man, one side said it looked like this. One side. We gotta get deeper. Scraby goes, Oh, I saw her eyes lock in on the back of her neck.
Which she was like,
only insinuates that she was like, oh, I'm going to hit this, you know what, boom.
Yeah, lock and kill, bah!
yes, I know. It's all a very serious situation, but we'll keep an eye on this for everyone. We will.
Okay.
Number four.
The Tampa Bay Rays on Thursday, today, announced that the team will not move forward with a $1.3 billion stadium and redevelopment deal aimed at keeping the ball club in St. Petersburg. The team said this on Twitter, and a statement from owner Stu Sternberg. He said, after careful deliberation, we have concluded we cannot move forward with the new ballpark and development project at this moment. A series of events beginning in October that no one could have anticipated led to this difficult decision. Blah, 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 blah. We want to do something to make a new park. Park, blah, 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 blah. We want to focus on finding a park solution. All right, Chris.
Yeah.
Is this the only ending to this story relocation?
I don't know what the story is, because all you kept reading was blah, 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 blah. So I don't know what happened.
They're not going to build a new stadium. They plan to move back into Tropicana in 2026.
I think that's bad for everybody in baseball. I mean, because that stadium's just not legit.
No.
And Tony's been there, so he can speak better than I can. I haven't been there, but I don't know that I think relocation may have to be the thing for Tampa. I mean, they don't seem like they support that team anyway, and the stadium isn't up to snuff. Maybe it's time they just try it somewhere else. There's got to be somewhere else that could work better than it's working in Tampa. I hate to say that.
Well, the Nashville Stars already put out a hat, so I'm pretty sure that we already know who the next team is going to be.
Ugh.
Tony?
Didn't Tony play in Nashville?
Yeah, for
Tony's for the Nashville Star.
Yeah, Tony's
the Nashville Sounds.
Tony's a heroic figure in that town.
That's great, and I love it.
Wow.
I love it. When I went down Tony Gwynn Jr. Drive, I took a picture.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, now we're just fabricating things.
Tony, is the only ending to this Ray's story relocation?
No, it's not. It's not even a story. They won't relocate. Major League, this. Let's get back to some money conversations. I can't remember the number, but in order to have a new team, a new organization in Major League Baseball, there's a fee that you got to pay Major League
Baseball.
Expansion
fee.
There's an expansion fee. They got two spots. They've been dying to, you know, add.
Yeah.
$2.2 billion, by the way.
So you're saying they'd rather add an expansion team in Nashville than move an existing team?
What they don't want to do is move in an existing team to one of these spots that they have picked out, because they get nothing. I bet you they really didn't want to do the Vegas thing, but they must have calculated that they weren't going to get anything done in Oakland, I'm assuming.
Mm.
And so they allowed for the Vegas thing to go through. And even though it seemed a little bit murky there, it does seem like it has kind of cleared space, and that's the direction they're heading. So they got one team taken care of. The last team is Tampa. And I didn't get a chance to tell you guys this. When I was in Florida, I happened to be watching the news, and they happened to bring up this subject. And the way this particular broadcaster who was covering it was talking, he was talking with just a crazy amount of confidence in terms of Major League Baseball will eventually force a sale here of this owner to some local big wigs that have. And my man they had three renderings for different spots in Tampa. That's the other thing. Right now, this stadium is in St. Petersburg. It's much smaller population than actual Tampa. And it sounded like, just from watching the news out there, that they got three cats lined up ready to take to buy this team when that presents itself. And so,
could you imagine if I said they got three cats to buy the team?
I'd be
how crazily bad that would sound if I said it?
What kind of cats?
Yeah, right. I know. It would sound so bad.
Tabby cat?
They got these three gentlemen, or yeah. I don't know. They could be
no.
Three
I like
young
when
ladies.
You. I like when you say it, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm just
saying. Yeah. I'm just saying that they have this. I think that's where this is headed. It's headed for a sale. And then a new owner, new stadium going up in Tampa. And guess what? That 2.2 is lined up, ready to roll to add 31 and 32 to Major League Baseball.
That's that's it. I mean, that's the answer. I didn't even think about that. Edward DeBartolo Jr. is on the list of buying a team.
2.2. I think that I think it ends up being like 133 million divided amongst all the owners. They get that's now that's only like half of some people team's payroll, but to have that kind of cash and just to accept somebody in, that's I think it's well worth it for them.
It might be half of some team's payroll, but for the Rockies, it's 10 years worth of payroll.
They're like, yes, we don't need to pay payroll for 10 years.
You know who's going to be first in line to collect that check, don't you? Mr. Monfort, yes. Our guy.
Number three.
ESPN's latest 30 for 30 has sparked a $25 million lawsuit. The documentary focusing on the New York Sack Exchange included a clip of a 2023 interaction between former Jets defensive end Mark Gastineau and former Packers quarterback Brett Favre. Gastineau blames Favre for giving the single-season sack record to former Giants defensive end Michael Strahan. And I forgot how awkward this moment was. Do you guys remember this moment? How awkward it was?
Yeah. No,
they have
film of Gastineau confronting Favre about it.
And I'm going to play it right here. Brett Favre looks like he does not know what in the world is happening during this. But it is.
I thought we met a long time ago. At least I saw you.
Right.
How you doing?
When you fell down for him. I'm going to get my sack back. I'm going to get my sack back, dude.
You probably would hurt me.
Well, I don't care. You hurt me. You hurt me.
God, this is uncomfortable.
It's
you
so
hear me?
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, I hear you. You really hurt me. You hurt me, Brett.
We got to get back to this, Brett. I'm sorry.
I really do feel bad for Mark Gastineau.
I'm a little queasy at the moment.
I know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, first of all, Favre was like trying to be like he was joking, like he was like jokey.
Before this guy
realized,
was
like, man,
yeah, he's like, I want my sack
serious.
Back, and then then Brett's face goes from, oh no, this guy's serious.
Oh, he's serious.
He was serious. Gastineau's heartbroken over that sack.
I do feel bad, but he is suing ESPN now because
this is silly.
They're saying it's allegedly malicious and false portrayal. He wants $25 million bucks.
Stop.
The lawsuit alleges that ESPN... I have to present the facts, guys.
Where's our gavel? We need to get the gavel out right now.
You're wasting time. Please get
it. The lawsuit alleges that ESPN intentionally and maliciously did not publish a key part of the meeting between Gastineau and Favre. The clip shows Favre extending his hand to Gastineau, but it never shows Gastineau shaking it. The lawsuit contends that they did shake hands. He's receiving death threats online. He's saying that his life is ruined because of this moment and what ESPN did. I don't even care who's first. I think Tony is. Does he have a case?
We've already discussed this.
I do have this to say. And I guess it because of the actual threat, I guess we have to take it seriously. But it seems like death threats come with almost everything. They come with coffee now. They come with anything you order. You're getting death threats now. Like, seriously, I'm not joking. Like,
you want a latte?
Every single time you have one of these... every single time we have these type of discussions, it ends or it's followed with and such received death threats because of it.
Yeah.
Like it's becoming I'm desensitized of it at this point because you literally get death threats with whatever is coming with the story all the time. That being said, this is silly. I mean, I think everybody who has a pair of eyes saw that he was very serious. Mm. Brett Favre was joking and realized he was serious. And you can even see in Brett Favre's face, like, okay, I need to
be cool
have
about
some,
this.
Exactly. So he wasn't portrayed bad. He was portrayed like a guy who was hurt because his record got taken away. Everybody gets that, though.
Like, I have trouble watching videos sometimes, and that's one of the hardest videos I've ever had to watch. It's so uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. All right, well, we still got two more to go, so. We also have at 5:20, Chris's radio calls from last night's game, so everybody stick around. We'll be back shortly.
He was on it last night.
He was. Where's my little laugh from him? Here we go.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.